Every now and then a film comes along that has a story so simple, characters so real, acting so good, that it can touch an audience in a special way. These films rely not so much on cinematic effects or gimmicks, but on a good, solid screenplay. One writer who has made a more than respectable career out of such films is Horton Foote. Perhaps his most famous movie is To Kill a Mockingbird, for which he won an Academy Award. But he has also written the scenarios for less well-known but critically acclaimed films as Tomorrow and Tender Mercies. His latest film is Trip to Bountiful, starring Geraldine Page as Carrie Watts, a feisty, frustrating, lovable old woman. Her life is ending, not in Bountiful, the Texas town where she was born, but in a two-room apartment in Houston, along with her son and daughter-in-law, a living situation that pleases no one.
You pick that recipe up, if you please.
Pick it up yourself. I have no intention of picking that up.
You pick that up!
I won't!
Mama.
You will?
Jessie May, for God's sake, you're both acting like children. It's 1:30 in the morning.
You make her pick that up.
I won't! I won't!
You will! This is my house, and you'll do exactly as you're told!
Carrie Watts is determined to leave Houston and return to Bountiful, a town that has been idealized by distance and memory. The film is about her journey and about the reality she has to face at the end of it. It's a story that reflects themes that Horton Foote often writes about: the South, the family, and the special kind of courage it takes to deal gracefully with circumstances that are dealt by fate. Foote says these are themes he's been interested in since childhood, that he really doesn't know how to write about anything else.
I don't really know that, at least in my case, that I choose my stories so much as they choose me. And I suppose the first thing is that they interest me. And I always hope that it'll interest somebody else. But I guess if nobody else even cared about them, I'd still be compelled to write them. Writing to me is a search. And out of that search is sometimes a discovery. And that's what's satisfying to me. And if people are moved by it or held by it, then I'm doubly gratified.
Mm. Something that I find interesting is that I've seen some of the best film performances by actors in your films. I'm thinking of Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird, Robert Duvall in Tomorrow and Tender Mercies, Geraldine Page in this film. And I wonder what it is about your characters that, first of all, attracts such good actors and then makes them give such good performances.
Well, I'm very pro-actor, and I was an actor, and I think I understand the actor's instrument. A certain kind of acting, that is. I'm very pro-American acting, because I believe that, you know, an actor must bring a sense of place and very specific things to his work. And I think that actors sense that. I don't load them down with a lot of results. I don't say cry here and laugh here necessarily, because I welcome their instincts and welcome, you know, they might think of something at a moment that would be way beyond my comprehension or my imagination.
One thing about A Trip to the Bountiful that is common to all your work that I have seen is that it's a simple story, a small story about real people. And I wonder if you feel that that's something that's getting lost in films today.
Well, I prefer the word personal to small,
mm-hmm.
and because I think small kind of denigrates it somehow.
And I didn't mean it in a denigrating
I know,
way.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't, but you know that the industry does feel that way about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just a personal battle of mine to try to get them to substitute the word personal for small. I'm not having great success at it. This is the kind of material I deal with, and I just have had to find many different ways of dealing with it, and I don't know that it's any more or less difficult now than it's ever been. And it looks like The Trip to Bountiful is going to have, you know, some measure of success, so that for a while it may make it easier, but to do these kind of films is, you know, requires a great deal of giving and love on a lot of people, because, you know, we don't have a lot of money for them. But I think that's just the nature of things, and you have to make peace with it.
Well, I like your choice of the word personal as well, and I personally think that that's missing from a lot of films now.
Well, you see, I think it's because, when I was first getting interested in cinema, you know, all the wonderful Italian films and French films, now they're what I call very personal films. The Jean Renoir films and all those great films. And I don't know why that's lost, and I feel that so many of our young filmmakers are doing films about films and not about anything that personally involves them. That's the one thing I regret. I mean, I think there's a place for all kinds of films. I really, you know, not trying to say there's only one kind of film should be done. But I hope that we can get a more sensible climate, financial climate, and then I think people will be permitted to do more personal films.
Screenwriter Horton Foote. His new film, Trip to Bountiful, starring Geraldine Page, has opened in New York and will soon be released around the country.